Freesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up? Welcome to the show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out JasonQualls.cfp.com. That's the place to learn what I do, how I do it, and why I do it a special way in comparison to most financial advisors. You know, there's fee-based advisors, commission-based advisors, fee-only advisors. You need to learn the difference. You can do that at JasonQualls.cfp.com. If you want to jump in and be a part of the show with a question, a comment, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. It's also the place you can hit me up on social media. Again, financialcoachingradio.com. The thing about some local financial planning things, I don't know how much you can plan for it, but I know some people get really ticked off about it, getting heated in the discussion. Apparently, Murfreesboro City Council is looking at raising some property taxes, looking to balance its budget. I'd like to know why its budget is not in balance, but they say it's not in balance. So they're thinking about a property tax hike. And this is coming from the DNJ. I think if I read the article correctly, it's been 20 years since we had a property tax hike. It's been a long time, if the article is actually correct. Property taxes are what they are. I know it is a expense of owning a home. Our property taxes are not huge. Of course, if you live in the city, you pay city and county taxes. If you do not live in the city, you just pay county. This is referencing just the city taxes. Weigh in on your opinion on social media. Go to JasonQualls.cfp.com. Click the Facebook tab in the top. Let me know what your thoughts are on property taxes and if it's something you think we need or don't need. I would say most of you listening to this show are going to be, ha, don't want no taxes. Don't want no stinking property tax increases. And on that note, as far as your property in the great county of Rutherford in Middle Tennessee, the great city of Murfreesboro in Rutherford County, where are we at as far as home ownership? Here's some stats for you talking about real estate. Middle Tennessee, obviously, if you've been, you could have had your head buried and you'd know that real estate in Middle Tennessee is going crazy. The median, this, check this out. Aren't you glad? Well, I guess you could be happy because if you lived here, you probably would have the income. Or maybe you'd be happy if you bought a house there many years ago. The median home price, the average home price in Williamson County topped $500,000. For the first time. So the average home price in Rutherford County, or not Rutherford, excuse me, Williamson, over 500 grand. Williamson has the highest median sales price. Cheatham County of Tennessee saw the largest percentage in growth in year over year numbers with 28% gain. 27.9% gain. That's crazy. Now I don't know where Cheatham County was beforehand, but man, that's ridiculous. Homes over $200,000 is the new normal if you're looking to purchase a home under $200,000 in Rutherford County and Murfreesboro. They say you better get prepared to have a bidding war. Now, I remember when, you know, $100,000 was a good starter home. And now it seems like that's really doubled in the last 20 years. The median home price in Nashville is almost $308,000. That's still nowhere near what it be in Williamson County. If you're looking for the percentage growth in real estate in Middle Tennessee, Rutherford County has increased about 16% from April 2017 to April 2008. I guess that's how they calculate, or maybe that's how somebody did it. Summer to summer, basically spring to spring, I guess you should say. Davidson County is way behind us at 8% growth. But again, Cheatham County at 28% growth. Williamson County growing at 11.5%. Rutherford again at 15.5%, right at 16%. But it still blows my mind when the average home price in any county, $500K. You know, obviously everything's going to go up with inflation. We'll hit that level someday. But it's really, really taken off in Middle Tennessee. But you got to remember, home prices did drop. And we got back to even, I think. Or maybe we're above even. I'd have to look and see. Maybe your realtor, a realtor listeners can do me the fave. Tweet me, Facebook me, whatever. Let me know. Where were we at the top of the market in 2007? Where? How far do we go as far as the average home price? And then compare that to where we are now. And I'll share it with you guys the next show on Financial Coaching Radio. It just occurred to me to think about that, or I'd have looked it up for you guys. But still astronomical that the average home price is somewhere around that $200,000 range. We've had 15.5% growth in Rutherford County. Who's driving a lot of the home sales and mortgages in the United States? So it depends on your area. But nationally, first-time home buyers. Now, for a long time, every real estate article you could get your hands on was saying millennials, they're not saving, they're not buying homes. You know, they don't want to buy a house because they want to change jobs, or they have no sense of responsibility, or they don't want the commitment, or student loan debt is dragging them down. All of these articles in the last 4 or 5 years saying why millennials weren't buying a home. But now you look up now, first-time home buyers account for almost half of mortgages. First-time home buyers accounted for 46% of new mortgages, excluding refinancings, that Freddie Mac backed in the first quarter of 2018. This is the biggest quarterly share in data going back to 2012, according to Freddie Mac. So first, for a long time, investors were driving this boat. Now, right after the crash, investors were coming in, big cam cash buyers, buying up a lot of investment real estate. We're kind of paying the price now, are we? Especially if you're in the market, because that driven up home prices. It's driven up rent prices. But now, first-time home buyers, I guess they've said, you know what? If we don't get on this little wagon, it's going to pass us by. And I would say, yeah, you probably have a good point there, because I told you earlier, almost 16% growth in the median home sales price from April 2017 to April 2018. And that's just Rutherford County. So first-time homebuyers saying, you know what, let me in on this ride. But it's not only to do with just the demand from those guys. Lending restrictions have lessened over the years, letting people have an easier time qualify for a mortgage. Because look, right after the financial crisis of 2008, man, you needed to almost give up your firstborn to get a mortgage if you just weren't in stellar debt to income, stellar credit, stellar cash. But remember, what got us to the home crisis was a lot of people buying houses on adjustable rate mortgages that were being allowed to do so with really didn't have the cash, didn't have the credit, and didn't have the income that they should, and a lot of them foreclosed. Are the restrictions that bad as they were? Certainly not. But look, we got to do something. We can't just keep it tight forever. And as I mentioned, it's easier credit market out there. The job market has also gotten better. And they're getting, the millennials, first-time home buyers, are getting tired of renting, and they're jumping on by. The median age of the first-time home buyers in the United States is age 32. And I guess that means a lot of first-time home buyers are over 32, a lot of under. So that's still quite old for a first-time home buyer. If you're looking to buy a home, it's summertime. What do you need to do? Well, obviously the internet makes up things a lot easier, but there are the value you can put on the help of a real estate agent, a quality real estate agent. You need to shop around for the right one. Not all real estate agents are created equal. They certainly are not when you're actually looking for a home to buy, and more so when you're looking for a home to sell. To get that top dollar, get second, third, fourth opinions before you jump with your real estate agent, because everyone's got a real estate buddy. But this is a business deal. We're not trying to make friends. We're trying to make money. Also, on your mortgage, do the same thing. Look, it's one of the largest, heck, it's the largest purchase you're ever going to make. You don't understand quite, you know, if you're a first-time home buyer like 46% of Americans are these days, you need to understand the mortgage process. Not all mortgage lenders are equal. Not all banks can do what local lenders can do. Not all local banks can do what mega banks can do. There's a lot of documents, a lot of research that goes into this process. Make sure you make the right financial planning decision when getting a mortgage. Get it from the right team that can save you the least amount of money and get you in the loan product that's right for you. All right, got a good show lined up for you today. All you got to do is jump in with your questions at financialcoachingradio.com. Back with you in just a moment. A lot of guys try to get you, but you need them on a wild goose chase. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. Get a second opinion. I'm Jason Qualls, commission-free certified financial planner. I can't stress enough how important it is for you to get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Unfortunately, since most financial advisors care more about selling you financial products than providing objective advice, it can be hard for you to know who has your best interest in mind. Call me, Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner, for a free no-obligation investment review at 878-2134. Or go to my website, jasonquallscfp.com.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072, or online at thwcpa.com.
We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need, while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053.
Coaching Radio. We're going to switch on over to retirement and investing for a little while. And specifically, one, it's a unique tactic. Now, tax laws change all the time. This one changed about a year and a half ago. And it didn't occur to me until someone told me about it. I'm like, you know what? What an awesome idea if it works. Now, everyone wants to save as much as they can for retirement. A lot of people just get a little confused on where the best place to save is. Now, if you have a retirement plan through work, that's usually the best place, not the best place, usually the first place that you start. But not everyone has a work retirement plan. Not everyone wants to do their work retirement plan for whatever reason. Some people are maxing out their work retirement plan and looking for other options. They're looking for tactics and tricks. And on Financial Coaching Radio, I like sharing with you some of these tactics and tricks. Now, one is going to be an oldie but a goodie. We've talked about it before. But this first one, I guess you could say it's been around a year or two now, because that's about when the tax laws changed and made it possible, or made it easier, I should say. But I've never, ever discussed it with you on Financial Coaching Radio than before today. So let's talk about what I'm getting at here. Now, the Roth IRA, let's just get some basics here. The Roth IRA is a retirement plan. It stands for Roth Individual Retirement Account. that gets his name Roth by the congressman who actually proposed the legislation. I do believe his last name was Roth. Some years ago, decades ago. But nonetheless, the Roth IRA is an individual retirement plan that you can do with regular everyday contributions as long as you don't make too much money. Those contributions you do not get a tax deduction or a write-off for, but once the money is into the plan and you invest and it grows, if you're over age 59 and a half, all those earnings will come out tax-free. So no tax benefit on the front end. Lots of tax benefits on the back end. That's what a Roth IRA is. But some people, they want more, they want to get as much as they possibly can into a Roth. But the annual limit of regular, now listen to that word, regular contributions is $5,500 if you're under age 50, or $6,500 if you're over age 50, or 50 or older, I should say. So some people are like, look, I want to put in more. I want more. I'm not saying that Geico commercial. Get more. Some people want to do more than just the regular contribution limit of $5,500 or $6,500. There are ways to do that, especially now that the tax laws are here, the lower tax rates are here. It makes a lot more sense to do this for some people. Other people, maybe they make too much money. I told you earlier there is an income limit. If you make over about $200,000 married combined, you can't do the Roth IRA. I'm rounding here. I know the income number is a little bit different. I'm not trying to be specific. You want to know the specifics, go look it up. If you're single, if you make more than $135,000, you can't make regular, again, there's that word again, regular contributions to a Roth IRA. So I have some tricks and tactics for you. Not only that will allow you to make a Roth IRA contribution, not a regular one, but an irregular one, an indirect one, and I also have something that they are calling now the mega Roth IRA contribution. The mega, and I was like, what is this? This is some financial article. This is total BS. But now that I read it, I'm like, why didn't I think of that? Because, you know, as a financial advisor, there's so much information that's out there. Now, we got to keep up with investments. We got to keep up with the market. We got to keep up with tax laws. We got to keep up with estate planning laws and estate planning. We got to keep up with insurance and insurance planning. So we just everything just can't keep up with everything. So I'm glad there are other number crunching guys out there that keep me in the loop on some of this stuff. Because I told you when I heard this mega Roth IRA, I was like, what in the world? Here's what you do. And I don't care if you have a regular IRA already there, it doesn't matter. Now, it works best if you do not have any pre-tax contributions in your 401k. So this works best with a bone dry new 401k. So what am I talking about? Well, first off, if you want to do the mega, you max out your 401k, and it's got to be bone dry, starting from zero. What are the 401k limits? $18,500 per person for those under age 50, $24,500 for those over age 50. So you're trying to get to the maximum of your 401k, the annual contribution. And you're like, Jason, I thought you said this was a mega Roth. It is. Hold your horses. All right, so we're going to put in the max contribution into your 401k at work. But you're not going to put it in there on a pre-tax basis. You're going to put it into your 401k on an after-tax basis. You have the option, and most of the plans, you can say, I want my contribution to be pre-tax, meaning you get a write-off, or I want my contribution to be post-tax or after-tax, where you don't get an upfront write-off. And you're like, why in the world would I do that? Well, here's why you would do that. Because you can take all of those contributions, which is $18,000 to $24,000 per year, and move those after-tax contributions over to a Roth IRA, and it's like lickety-split. You're putting in $18,000 to $24,000 into your Roth, and you still can make the regular contribution if you qualify. So in essence, you could put up to almost $30,000 or over $30,000 in a Roth in some cases if you use this strategy. But let's just forego and forget about the regular $5,500 annual limit for a Roth contribution and just focus on this mega. I'll walk you through it one more time. 401k plans, not all of them, but many, allow for after-tax contributions. You get an option, pre-tax, after-tax. You make the pre-tax contribution to your 401k at mega high levels, $18,000 to $24,000 a year. And then you switch, you convert that account, you move that account, I should say roll over that account that owes after-tax money in your 401k over to a Roth IRA. And essentially, you're putting in a huge amount into your Roth. Just think about it. You're putting in $20,000 a year into your 401k after tax, and $20,000 a year is going over to your Roth IRA. Man, who can imagine how big that would be? And it would grow to a huge chunk of money that's all going to come out tax-free. See, back in the day, we couldn't do this. Now, there was a law change, I think it was in the middle of 2016. The laws changed that said, hey, you can, if you have after-tax contributions in your 401k, you can move them over to a Roth. The reason that I told you earlier, if you're going to use this mega strategy, the reason I told you earlier that it works best with a bone dry 401k starting from zero is because if you have pre-tax, because a lot of people have pre-tax contributions in their 401k, and then there would be some after-tax contributions if you're using this mega strategy. And that's fine to do what I told you if you're going to move the whole account, because you would move the pre-tax money to a regular IRA, the after-tax contributions and money to a Roth IRA, and that's fine if you move it all. But you can't cherry pick necessarily, not in a tax favorable way, if you have some pre-tax and some after-tax. What I mean by cherry pick, you can't just tell your employer or your employer's 401k plan administrator, hey, just move the after-tax money over and leave the pre-tax money there. They may not even do it, and it's going to complicate your financial life, and I won't even go into the tax rules that would affect that and what makes it negative. But think about that. You're a new, you know, you can put in $10,000, $15,000, $18,000, $24,000 a year into your 401k. You're starting with a new plan. Now, you just changed jobs, you're maxing out your 401k, you're doing it after tax, and then you move that money over to a Roth through a rollover, which is allowed with many plans, and you're putting that same amount of money into a Roth. It's amazing. I love tax tricks. I love tax loopholes, because that's how real planning is done. It's not about baby stepping and everybody doing the same thing. Of course, everyone cannot do this. But if you can, take advantage of the Mega Roth. All right, more Financial Coaching Radio coming your way if you stick with me through this short break. I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. All About Me can be located at jasonquallscfp.com. There's no shortage of companies you could call for your next landscaping project. But if you want to call on a company that can schedule you sooner rather than later and get the job done right the first time, contact A Cut Above Lawn and Landscaping at 615-556-1117. Locally owned and operated and specializing in residential lawn maintenance and landscaping projects of all sizes and budgets. One call to get your landscaping project done quickly and done right the first time. A Cut Above Lawn and Landscaping, 556-1117. 556-1117.
Listen up. When is the last time you talked with an independent, objective, certified financial planner? Do yourself a favor and get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Call me, Jason Qualls, the only certified financial planner today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com.
Recent reports show that half of Americans don't have any of the most basic estate planning documents, like a will or powers of attorney. Folks, if you're married or have children, you can't put this off any longer. Call John Baker, estate planning attorney, right now at 896-5621. As a husband, wife, mother, or father, you owe it to your loved ones to make sure your estate plan is in order. So call John Baker at 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com.
Giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Jason Walls. This is the one show where there are no books to sell. Not pitching any seminar tickets or financial products. We'll leave that to the other guy. If you want to jump in and be a part of the show, you can do it at financialcoachingradio.com. Let's go a little bit unscripted for a little while. Yeah, a lot of what I say is unscripted. You know that. How can a show be this erratic if there were a script? Appreciate you listening today and every day, but unscripted just means I'm going to tell you a little bit of a story about what I do and who I recently helped. Now, there's a lot of people that come to me for second opinions. You know, some people, it's just not a fit. What I do is not a fit for what they need. For a lot of people, what I do is exactly what they need. And what I mean by that is, look, a lot of people have got involved with a lot of different investments. They've got involved with a lot of different accounts. They have old accounts. They have new accounts, taxable accounts, IRAs, annuities, and they have no idea really how to put it all together. And they're also missing some very vital parts of their financial life, estate planning documents, wills, powers of attorneys, maybe even trusts. All depends on their situation. But where I'm going with this is, and this is a client, they had well over $1 million. Well over a million. Don't disclose the amount, because I'm not trying to do any, not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to say, look, here's the people that really are concerned where our financial industry is. They were with an advisor that was grossly overcharging them. And that's kind of what prompted them to call me. They're like, look, I've been with this guy for a while. I've been paying him all this money. I just don't think I'm getting the value. All he does is tell me what mutual funds to buy, and he always has a new great idea. I'm not getting the planning. I have no idea what insurance types and amounts that I need. My will needs to be updated. My tax return is a mess. I really don't know what this dude is doing with my investments, and he's overcharging me. So he comes in. We look up. We're like, look, you got 26 different mutual funds. You don't need 26 different mutual funds. Let's simplify your life. You got 4 different accounts that can be combined into 2. We don't need 4 accounts. We need 2. We don't need 26 different mutual funds. Your investment strategy is not in line with what you're trying to achieve. You told this guy that you're nearing retirement. You still are taking on too much risk. You got these other types of financial products like annuities that you thought were right for you at the time when you invested in them because you trusted the guy, and you kind of found out they're not, and we can make some changes there. Long, long story short, I'm going to simplify his investment life. I'm going to simplify his financial life. And I'm going to charge him less fees. I'm going to put him in investment products that are super duper low cost, which is going to save him even more money. So what's the moral of this little rant here? He's getting twice the service for half the money. Does that sound like you? Could it be you? And you're like, I don't know. I really like my big investment guy. He charges me a crap ton, but I just trust him because of his household name. And I like my banker. I like my insurance guy. You can like them all you want, but you may not like them very much when you find out that they put you in financial and investment products that are not best for you. They have overcharged you by double, sometimes triple, if not even quadruple. The investments that you do own are so expensive you can't even eke out a decent return. And you may not even know all this is happening. This person called me because he thought he was paying too much. Turns out he was, but he also had some other issues. Folks, know who your advisor is working for, you or an investment or an insurance company. Know who pays them, where their conflicts of interests are. Make sure they're fee only. Make sure they're a certified financial planner. You can learn more at my website, jasonquallscfp.com. If you got a question, last minute money question, anytime, You can go to financialcoachingradio.com. Click on email the show. You can also click on Facebook or Twitter. Look, I take all kind of questions. I take all kind of comments. I love the feedback from my listeners. There's at least one or two of you listening. We wouldn't be having a show. I'm not just talking to no one. I'm talking to you. So hit me up with those questions, 893-1450, financialcoachingradio.com. Click email the show. I am back with you in just a moment.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tuthero Helen Welch CPAs at 848-1072. Tuthero Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
Welcome back to the show. As you can tell, some days get a little more complex than others, but you can find the topic, re-listen to the show anytime, anywhere, via podcast at Financial Coaching Radio. All you got to do is click on Archives. What I wanted to say this segment before we run out of time, it's a complex financial world out there. There's a lot of advisors that mean well, but just can't do a good job for you because of who they work for and how they're compensated. Doesn't mean they're bad guys. Doesn't mean that they don't wish they were in a better situation. But look, just because they're in a bad situation, they're not actually in the ideal financial planning model, doesn't mean you have to do business with those people. You don't have to hire those types of advisors. You don't have to stay with those types of advisors. You may end up doing so, but at least get peace of mind from getting a second opinion from an independent, fee-only certified financial planner. A quick double check to ensure everything is on the up and up is so crucial. The longer you wait, the more you stay in financial products and get financial planning recommendations that harm you potentially. Go to JasonQualls.cfp.com for more. JasonQualls.cfp.com for more. Reminder, you can get the WGNS app to listen to the show anywhere in the world. Stream the show live at 4 o'clock via the app. WGNS radio app. Do a quick search, you'll find it. I'm going to get out of here for today. I appreciate you listening today and every day. I don't want you to check out of here just yet. I want you to stay tuned in to WGNS. There is more local talk on the way.
You've been listening to Financial Coaching Radio with commission-free certified financial planner Jason Qualls. Tune in weekdays here on WGNS, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The information on this show is intended for educational purposes only. All information and opinions expressed by the host or its guests does not constitute financial, accounting, or legal advice. You should seek advice from a qualified professional before acting on any information on this show and consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances.